Just to reply, if you don't mind, in English. We see that in the Torah, Miriam, when she was sick, when she had tzaraat, all it took is a few words, and she was cured. And when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Israel, he had to pray 515 times, till Hashem told him, enough, quit, you're not going in. So, first of all, we're not Miriam, and we're not Moshe. We're not in that level, so we're never gonna be in that level to even know. The point is that we don't know. The beginning of the class, I was saying that everything is in concealment. Hashem wanted to be concealed. So the point is that Hashem made this hester, made this concealment before for me to have the ishtadlut. Now the question is, how much ishtadlut? Is that there's three options. Either it happens, then I know by myself to stop. If I want to get married and I did my ishtadlut and after a while I found my other half, that's it, I have to stop. I got my answer. Another time is that I'll never get my answer. And I, like an example, not never, but a very long period, like the example with the couple that wanted to get pregnant. They still didn't get their answer. 5 years they're doing treatment. So I said, okay, so it means you have to continue. You know when you will stop? When you're 50. That's it. I told the wife, how old are you now? She says, 32. I said, okay, so talk to me in 8 years. Chas v'shalom. Bezrat Hashem, you invite me to the brit this year. But don't ask this question before you're 38, 39, 40, because women can still get pregnant when you're 40. When you're 50, I can maybe, chas v'shalom, you're not going to be pregnant when you're 50, then we'll discuss it again. Because then already, according to nature, will be a problem for you to get pregnant. So in some situations, you have to let the time do its course. And you have to have the right amount of patience. In essence, we don't know when Hashem tells us to stop. The point, the way to know when to stop is to really read the signs. That's another thing we said in the beginning of the class that you weren't here, that Hashem puts His signs in people. So if I, let's say just for the sake of the example, I have a friend that for years, he's trying to hit it off in business. And he tried this business, didn't work. That business didn't work. This business. And he goes to all the seminaries and all the courses and all the workshops. And he works 25 hours a day, invests all his money, years already. The first half a year, I was like, okay. Then another half a year, then another year. After about 3 years, I told him, I think you should quit. I think you tried enough. I think Hashem doesn't want you to be a businessman. No, I'm never giving up. Now this guy is literally a genius in the Torah. He reads a book, the book is memorized. Hashem gave him such a gift of talking. I heard him talk in a Shabbat table and to people. He's a gift of giving over information. And at some point I told him, you're going off the wrong route. Hashem doesn't want you in business. Hashem wants you to be a teacher. He wants you to go in shlichut. No, I'm never giving up. And I told him, didn't you get the point? I mean, you went beyond your hishtadlut. You went beyond nature. Don't you see that one idea after the other, after the other? And he has very good ideas. It's not that you say that he comes with like an idea that, oh, there's seven pizza stores on this road, I'm going to open the eighth. He has these bright ideas, like a Facebook idea, and it doesn't work. So, at some point I told him, you did it beating a dead horse. You got your answer already, because it doesn't make sense that you didn't make it. And he comes up always, he finds the investors, and he makes it happen. Doesn't work. Like as if there's no bracha. And he comes from this and he starts, no, I didn't pray enough. I didn't do this enough. And I keep telling him, just give up. Like, you're not meant for business. Okay. 7-8 years have passed. Somehow, a few weeks ago, our path came together again. I mean, he's a friend, not like a best friend that I meet him every day, but after like maybe a year that we weren't in touch, somehow I meet him again. And I'm like, no, what's going on in your life? No, I'm still, I asked him something personal and he told me, no, I'm still very bad in finance. I'm in debt and I can't seem to rise up. I tell him, you're still Fighting? Yeah, no, I have this amazing idea. We're launching in 2 weeks. And he shows me the idea, and I'm like, I wish you all the best, and I wish you to be very successful, but you still didn't get the point. Hashem doesn't want you to be a millionaire. Hashem doesn't want you to be a businessman. Hashem wants you to take the talent that He gave you, unbelievable way of expressing yourself, and the knowledge that you have, and He wants you to go in shlichut. He wants you to go out there and to mekarev people. Don't you get it? He's like, no. When I make money, then I'll start doing my shlichut. I told him, I only have one line answer for you. Al tomar she'eshne k'she'efne, shema lo tifne. There's a line from the Mishnah in Masechet Avot that it says, don't say I'm going to learn when I turn, because you might never reach to the turn. Don't say I'll do it when I get there, because you might not get there. I told him, not that I'm predicting anything bad, but you might not get to a point that you have money to start your shlichot. I told him, you know that you might be a millionaire when you do what Hashem wants you to do? You might go now and do shlichot. You're going to do your outreach. You're going to do your kirub. You're going to be so successful. That's where your success is going to come from. So, unfortunately, he's very stubborn. That's the OCD part that is not healthy. And no, I'm launching this project and it's going to be successful. I told him, listen, I'm going to give you a bracha that you'll be successful. But in my heart, I know that half a year, when I'm going to meet him again, the business is not going to be successful, because Hashem put him in the world to be a shaliach. If you hear this person talk, his English is not good. If you hear him talk in Hebrew, he can be the number one outreach rabbi out there like that. He's stubborn because he's Yetzer Hara.
He doesn't want to see the truth.
Exactly. So that's exactly the answer she was asking. How do I know? So in some cases, the answer is straight into your face. Just a person is so stubborn and so not willing to give up and to say, it's a good stubbornness. And I keep telling, direct this akshanut into Avodat Hashem, you're going to be unbelievable. Sometimes Hashem gives you unbelievable talents and you're using it to the wrong way. And on a personal level, when I became religious 15 years ago, okay, so 3 years took me to become religious. And I knew right away that I have to, one of my main things is to share my personal story. If Hashem, my rabbi told me, Hashem did the miracle to you, you have to tell it. So I knew that's going to be one of the main routes. But I was like, I have a family, I have a wife, I have kids, and not only that, any type of shlichut, any type of outreach costs a lot of money. So I was like, I'm going to make myself a business, and the business is going to make money, and I'm going to support my own organization. That way I don't have to fundraise, I don't have to ask for money, I don't have to charge, I don't have to worry about money. And for a couple of years it was a very, very good deal. Because I had a good business, it was successful, my mind was always business oriented. Come tonight at 9 o'clock and you'll hear all about my business ventures and how I made millions when I was 26 years old. My mind was always on business. And Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave me a very good touch, and I was always able to make something out of nothing. So for a couple of years, that path worked very well. Because I had a business, it allowed me to study 7 years in yeshiva. Because I had a business. So I worked a couple of days a week, I had enough money, and most of my effort I was sitting in yeshiva and learning. And, of course, I started doing lectures. I would lecture once a week, once every 2 weeks. It wasn't so intense like now, but I was able to go out and everything was free and it was amazing. Then at some point I developed my shlichut and we started producing CDs and videos and everything was covered by myself. But at some point, and of course when you have your mind in business and you develop more things, at some point my rabbi told me, listen, you putting 50% of your effort in the business, it's not healthy. Shut the business down and you have to put 100% effort into your shlichut. You cannot be involved in the business anymore. And in the beginning I told him, yeah, but it's paying the bills, It's not only paying the bills, but the entire organization is funded by, I fund my own organization. There's not even a donate button on my website. He's like, listen, I understand, but like any other organization, you find yourself your supporters, and if you don't put 50%, or more to say 100% of the effort into your outreach, then you're missing the point. And it took 3 years for me to start getting down to the idea that I have to stop. Not only that, I was like, how am I going to do it? It's too much. How am I going to support my family? How am I going to support the entire organization? At that point, that the organization was costing thousands of dollars. And then I was in an event, and she didn't come yet. And then I was in an event, and I heard words of wisdom. That's exactly the answer for your question. Hashem got dressed in an individual that I never met. I don't know. It's not a rabbi that I know, that I built respect to him, to listen to him. It was a random individual. Very few people move me when they talk. Very few people I get my attention and I can actually listen to. Within 3 minutes, I was invited somewhere. It was a Shabbat. I had to pray in a shul that it wasn't even my regular shul. They said, this individual, this rabbi is going to talk now. Okay, I was busy reading whatever I was reading. He just said one sentence. I turned my head. He got my attention, and I listened to his Dvar Torah. In many shuls, they say a Dvar Torah between the reading of the Torah and Musaf. He got my attention. And his message was, Hashem got dressed in him to tell me the message that I needed to hear. And his message was, in the words that I understood, is that you take all your qualifications in this world that you have in business and you apply it to outreach. And then I was like, huh, let me see what's my qualifications in this world. So I was like, okay, I'm a professional photographer, professional video editor, professional videographer, professional web designer, developer, coder, programmer. I went through all the trades that I'm good at, marketing, business. I was like, okay, let me see how I'm applying it to my Avodat Hashem. And within a couple months, I took everything that I was, all my talents and all my trades, and I applied it to my shlichut with a lot of trust in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And within a year time, my entire organization, from one place where it went, it grew 100 times more. Like from having X amount of followers, it jumped into like thousands of followers. From getting 300-400 views on a video, it got to 10,000 views on a video. It within 1 second change. And that's when you know when the effort. You have to have a little bit open-minded. You have to be more receptive to what Hashem, how Hashem wants to talk to you. So you have to read between the lines. You have to become a vessel to see how Hashem is talking to you, how Hashem is giving you your signs. So we're not Moshe Rabbeinu and we're not Miriam to hear. No, I know. The point is that we have to be very focused. And Hashem constantly talks to us, constantly sends the right people to us. And the way to do it is to lower my ego. And we're going to talk about it a lot in the near future, because we're starting a course of Tikkun HaMidot, that it's all about diminishing my ego. That my ego is the problem in everything that I do. But as long as I totally lower my ego, then every person in front of me is a shaliach of the Kadosh Baruch Hu with a message to me. And if I have an ego, then why should I listen to you? Why should I listen to you? I'm smarter than you. I'm better than you. I'm more successful than you. So when I work on that, and I know how to focus myself, that every person in my life is a messenger. I call everybody billboards. Every person in front of me is a billboard that comes to tell me a message. More than that, every person in my life is a mirror. Every day I meet mirrors. So the most powerful mirror will be my spouse, and then my parents and my siblings and my roommates or whatever. Every time the mirrors change, but every person is a mirror. That's why David HaMelech says, "Mikol melamda eskalti." From every person I learn something. I can learn something from the person who sits in the corner and with a cup like this and asking for tzedakah. I can learn something from him. And if I'm able to lower myself to the level of everybody, everybody has something to tell me, and all day long I'm getting messages from everybody around me, and I'm able to apply it. So if I put myself in the position, that's what I said before, if I allow Hashem to come into my life, Hashem has many, many, many ways. הרבה דרכים למקום. Hashem knows any way to get dressed, to give me my message, to know, okay, I'm going too much. This is the line that I have to do, and I have to have a very, very good balance. Bezat Hashem, we're going to have a lot of classes here about the teachings of Kabbalah and the foundation. The fundamental teachings of Kabbalah is balance. It's what's called izun. Balance. That's why you see that in the structure of the Sefirot, because there's a very big question, how do we know that really the Sefirot are exactly how we have the drawing? You know, go down here in the Midrachov, you know, with the Arizal, the Ashkenazi Arizal, you see on the window the drawing of the Sefirot. Who says that that's how it was 500 years ago? There was 3 earthquakes here. Who said that the window, maybe that window is 40 years old? So there's a big question between Mekubalim. Who says that the structure of the Sefirot is how we know it? Because I saw a drawing of somebody that it's, first of all, it's with dimensions. So it's not exactly like that. But that's a whole different question. But if you're looking at the structure of the Sefirot, so you see there's a Kav Emtza, and then there's a Kav Yamin and Kav Asmol, the line of the right, the line of the left, and the line of the Emtza. Excuse me? Ken, that's if you can draw it in many different ways. Because in Patach Eliyahu, he's talking about this Kav, it's not only in Patach Eliyahu, in many other places, it's talking about Kav Yamin, Kav Asmol, and Kav Emtza. So anyways, we're not going to get into that, we want to move to the next class, but what I'm trying to say here is that there's, if you're looking at the Sefirot, how we see it, then the dominant and the first Sefira is Keter, it's in the middle. And then the bottom Sefira is Malchut, is in the middle. And then you always have the balance. So we have the Sefirot that are in the middle, which will be Tiferet, and Da'at will be in the middle, in the Yesod. So everything, there always has to be a good balance. And the teachings of Kabbalah is teaching us that my life has to be balanced. So I'm with you in a second. So when I want to know where am I holding, it's only if I gain good balance. And when my life is balanced well, and it's not only my Avodat Hashem, it's my habits, my nutrition, my diet, everything in my life has to be balanced. When it's too much to one side, or too much to this side, then I'm not balanced. Then I'm off balance, then I'll get dizzy and I'll fall. So my entire focus has to be, how am I gaining good balance? And when I gain good balance, then I see, I feel, I'm receptive to know when Hashem tells me enough. Now Hashem is not going to punish me like Yosef because asking one time too much, that's a tzaddik. And Hashem is not going to reveal himself to me like Moshe and tell me, stop. But Hashem is going to give me enough signs to know. And of course, if I lower my ego, in the example that I said with my friend with all the business, if he would lower his ego one step and saying, okay, the success is not about me. And I keep telling him, you are very smart, you're very sharp, your ideas are unbelievable, but it's not what Hashem wants. And it's about lowering your ego a little bit by saying, I keep telling him, it's not that you're not successful. It's not that you are a failure. It's not what Hashem wants. That's it. Accept it. So that's another whole thing to do, is knowing when and how to accept what Hashem wants. Bezat Hashem, everything should always be clear in our mind, and we should be a vessel, a kli, to receive Hashem's guidance. Yes.